Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of our dirty little secrets is that we accumulate some bottles of wine every now and then. Don't quite know how to put them together. So we have a show called Odds and Ends.
Yes.
Takes care of that.
I'm odd and he's ends.
Oh, yeah. Boy, am I ever. And you've got a couple things here that sound really interesting.
Well, I always like to collect little things. And if we talk about Austria, I mean, Austrian wines are some of the world's most delicious wines with some of the world's most unfortunate names.
Ach, so.
So in any event, this is a wonderful producer, and I'm going to talk about two Grüner Veltliners, which is probably the number one white wine grape that comes out of Austria.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The producer here is Anton Bauer, really, really good end producer, and I'm talking about two 2016 vintage Grüner Veltliners. They're both vineyard designated, so one of them is from the Gmork vineyard, that's G-M-O-R-K. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. And the other one is from the Rosenberg vineyard. And these are both really good. Now, Grüner Veltliner is a really wonderful, subtle aromatic white wine, perfect as we're coming into springtime. And the Gmork, which is the less expensive of the two, which sells for between $16 and $18. This is just a delightful wine, pale straw, aromas and flavors of apples, green apples, and citrus. And there's this wonderful sort of white pepper note and a delicate spiciness that comes through in good, well-produced Grüner Veltliners, which I find is really, really charming,
yeah,
along with
is.
A really nice structure and acidity. So the Gmork, which I think is a terrific value at $16 to $18, and then the Rosenberg, which is a little bit of a step up. It's about $24 a bottle, and there's just a little bit more complexity here. You've got aromas of pear and exotic fruits, quince and honeysuckle, with, again, that nice sort of spicy white pepper note that comes floating through, and then just good, crisp, bright, juicy, elegant acidity.
And these wines are so great with food.
Yeah, I mean, just wonderful, wonderful wines for looking into spring. Now, let's move up a notch or two. I have two wines that are both loosely from the Duckhorn Consortium. One is a Duckhorn wine, and one is a wine from Migration, which is sort of a branch of the Duckhorn grouping. So the first one is a single vineyard designated Napa Cabernet from the Pazzamaro Vineyard. This is absolute Saturday night dinner wine when you have special people over, because it's almost $100. It's a 2013 vintage. This is just beautiful stuff. I mean, if you want to think about full-bodied California cab, you're going to have black cherry, blackberry, mocha with a wonderful subtle earthiness. This is a big wine, well-layered, well-structured. This is the 2013 vineyard. I could probably drink this 10 years from now. It would still be delicious.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
So Duckhorn, the Pazzamaro Vineyard, Napa Cab. And then their other sort of Migration is the label. A Russian River Pinot Noir, which sells for about $35 to $40, although I've recently seen it on sale for less than that. 2015 vintage, beautiful Russian River Pinot. Cherry, berry, spice, well-layered, subtle hint of orange peel and cranberry. With just this really well-layered, pleasing. I really liked this one. It's classic Russian River Pinot Noir.
Well, nothing odd about any of these for our odds and ends. Really good, really good stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.